Hello, good morning. Welcome to The Morning Show. It's our pleasure to have Nicholas Gonzalez with us, not on one TV show right now, but two, if I understand, too. Nicholas, of course, a lot of people know him on ABC's The Good Doctor. Good morning, Nicholas. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
I
haven't been to Lincoln, Nebraska before.
It's been a while, huh?
Like it's been never.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to rectify that, okay? You're going to have to get out this way. Hey, let's talk about The Good Doctor. This show is a phenomenon, and I love the character that you play. I still don't know what to make out of you. A good guy, or are you really a mean guy in this TV series?
Well, I mean, you know, I think we see a little bit of Dr. Melinda starting out that way. But, you know, I mean, I think what we need to understand is it's a very... it's a tough position in a sense. You know, I mean, you're preparing these young men and women to then do what you do solo, which is, you know, one of the scariest things is take another person's life in your hands. So, you know, I think he takes it very seriously. And until we realize just how much he really does care about his residents and the other people and the patients, you realize that his terseness doesn't, preclude that. It's something that is just a way of how he communicates.
You know what?
Efficiency, if you will.
One of the fantastic things about this TV series, as I know as somebody who watches this on a regular basis, you get so caught up with the characters, you feel like you know them personally just from watching the show.
That's always a good sign, and I feel especially that's a great sign when it comes to Dr. Sean Murphy, because the performance that you're seeing from Freddie Highmore isn't a caricature. You know, it's not something that, like, well, let's roll out Murphy as he, you know, goes into character. It's something that, you know, stays with him as well, and it's a living, breathing character that you watch learn right in front of you. So it's really an honor, and to hear that, you know, when people identify with the characters that much, you know, and I think it's just a testament to the performance that the people around me are putting in.
And yourself, too. Now, you're on another show right now as well, too, aren't you?
What's that?
Are you on another show right now? I was told you were on a CW series as well.
Oh, well, I'm doing some other. There's one for Amazon called Undone.
Uh-huh.
And, I think it's still airing on a few things, Narcos and things like that. But some people also confuse me with Magnum P.I. on CBS with my boy Jay Hernandez.
Do they really?
Oh, okay. I have a lot of friends going, man, you're on two huge shows right now.
Right, well, I'll tell you what, The Good Doctor is a fantastic show. But then I got to thinking about, you probably get this a lot too, and I'm going to give it to you as well. It's like, I know I've seen him somewhere before. Where else have I seen him? And then I start thinking, you know, Law and Order, you were on that too. And you've been on Bones as well. And of course, one of my favorites was on Fox not all that long ago too. I really wish they wouldn't have taken that show off. You know which one I'm talking about, too,
Hollow,
don't you? Huh?
You're a Sleepy Hollow fan?
Yeah, I loved that show. It was absolutely fantastic. It ended way too darn early. In fact, I woke up one day and found out it's not on anymore. I hate when that kind of stuff happens. Maybe you get to do a movie.
Tom was incredible.
Yeah.
In the central role. He was amazing.
Yeah, it really was a fun show to watch now. Let's talk, how did you get your start in acting?
You know, I got my start really, really late. I found it while I was in college, you know, and I think I was getting desperate of what am I going to do with the rest of my life. Theater, something that was up until that point just a hobby. I mean, I'd never done it until college, and even then I wasn't doing much at the university itself. I was up in San Francisco just kind of getting passed around the theater scene due to a friend of mine who happened to see me in my first performance and said, you need to continue with this. And so it started out as a hobby. When it came time to start interviewing for positions in business where I thought I was headed, that's when I was like, you know what, this theater thing, maybe I'll do that for the rest of my life. And TV and film is what took off, thankfully.
Yeah. Now, you went to Stanford, too. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Boy,
yes,
not sir. Just a pretty face. I mean, that's a tough school to get into.
I think that's the toughest part about Stanford is getting in. And then after that, it's really easy. My brother's here with me. He went, too. He's a real doctor. He's a surgeon.
Well, that's got to help you out in your character then, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it really helps. I mean, I grew up, around my father and watching him at work, my brother and I, sometimes when we would be at the clinics or hospitals with him, you know, while he'd be seeing patients or running around, sometimes that was our playground. And I watched him interact with patients. I watched him interact with, nurses and staff, and same with my brother. And that's, where a lot of Melendez comes from. That's, you know, I see men in action and see how they kind of click and how they, you know, connect with people. And there's a real bedside manner, you know, and they all have a different one. And Melendez is definitely based off of those two men in my life.
Mm-hmm. Now, your brother's driving you around as we're doing this interview. What's your brother's name, by the way?
My brother is Dr. John J. Gonzalez, and he's a general surgeon in San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Jay, it's good to have you with us this morning, pal. Appreciate it. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
He said good to be here.
All right. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have a younger sister who's 10 years younger, and she ran one of the biggest CrossFit gyms in Los Angeles. She's now a mama right now in California. And my older brother, who's 4.5 years older than me, roundabout, and he's doing a lot of bariatric surgery, like weight loss surgeries and things here in San Antonio.
Pretty darn impressive. Pretty darn impressive. Nicholas, hey, I wish we could continue on, but we're running out of time. We only had a set amount of time, and we've come to that end. I want to thank you for joining us. You got to get up here to Nebraska.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And definitely thank you for all the support of the fans out there in Lincoln.
All right. Nicholas Gonzalez has been our guest from ABC's The Good Doctor. Check it out Monday nights, 9 o'clock Central Time, right here. Nicholas, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to getting with you again soon, pal. Bye-bye.